I'm gonna get it wrong.
Just speak from your heart out.
That was Axes. This is this is Andy for Birthday Cake for Breakfast, and I am here with Axes. How's it going, guys?
Good, fantastic.
Cool. So I want to touch on, first of all, like your formation, because you guys are from all manner of places, from all over the globe. How can you tell me about like how you guys met?
Ah, yeah. So me and Paul, we did a bit of internet dating.
We did, yeah. Yes.
I had moved from
Scotland to London, and found myself, strange how in the biggest city in Europe you can feel very alone, because you're surrounded by 7 million people, but felt very lonely. So I found myself going on a lot of sites, trying to find like-minded people, and Stacey came along.
I was there, and then yeah, we realised we didn't fancy each other at all.
The chemistry was terrible.
Terrible. You know, terrible. The banter was terrible. I mean, we thought each other looked disgusting.
But yeah, there was a lot really repulsed by one another.
I mean, physically, the reaction.
We tried everything. We tried dinners, sex, chats, backgammon. But music was the one.
Music was like, basically, we put out an ad. We were looking to start a band with.
So sorry, that wasn't true.
No. we put out an ad. Me and a friend. We wanted to start a band. I come from Essex, and it was quite hard to find people into the same sort of thing as us. And this guy had just moved down from Scotland. He was looking to get into music, so we met up, best buds.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
10 years
but
ago.
But that was, this is turning into a really long answer, because this wasn't even that band. But it was a punk rock band that we played in for about
five years,
which is how me and Stacey know each other.
Oh, me and Gion, right, yeah.
Okay,
we
right.
met whilst we were speed dating, and it just clicked, and then we were like fucking yeah. straight away.
Right, now, I'll finish this one off then, right. So you guys were in Black Tax. Paul was the sound engineer for the King Blues, which Al was the drummer in. Paul was the sound engineer for my band Optimist Club when we went on tour in Europe, and we ended up doing like teaching and things together. And then so that's kind of how we knew each other. I even played some gigs for Paul with him and Stacey's band Black Tax. And so we all kind of sort of knew each other through that scene, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then you two decided to make a band.
It kind of, I guess, to actually answer your question about the formation was done at an ale festival in outside of Brighton.
Glastonwick
Festival. And me and Al had been kind of playing or touring with pop reggae bands for about... for about six years.
And it was getting a bit boring.
And we hate pop reggae.
We like fair? Instrumental weird stuff.
We kind of wanted to do something a little bit mental. And so we kind of made a pact after several warm, flat ales to start Axes.
That's what happened.
Fantastic. You're currently on tour. How's it been going so far?
It's been going really well. We've enjoyed it.
Lots of long car journeys.
There's been ups and downs.
Yeah. I was trying to think. Do I be?
It's hard to know which angle to take. There's the angle of like,
oh my god, it's amazing! Oh!
Or there's like the reality of being in a Mondeo with these four.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, ups and downs. There's been a lot of bonding. There's been a lot of great shows.
A lot of counselling.
There's been a lot of space issues.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of sharing beds.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of...
we're still at a stage where there's some places we're building up a bit of a following, and there's some places that we're completely new to. So obviously, like, the size of the shows and who we're playing with is like really still like really differing. So like sometimes we'll find, you know, like we did at the end of our last tour, we were headlining birthdays in London, and that was kind of the culmination of all the London stuff we've been doing. And We're here tonight in Manchester, and that's like a really great place for us, and that's been building since the Carefully Planned Festival. But obviously we're still hitting loads of other parts of the country. We're going to be going out to Europe at the end of the summer as well. So we're still in this weird phase where some places we're building up a following and playing like these great shows, and other places we're going and playing, you know, to not loads of people, because we're, you know, that's our first time there. You know, it's our first time in like Aberdeen last night, and yeah, whereas a lot of places we've been, it's been our first time, hasn't it? Newcastle, yeah, we're in Newcastle. Yeah, but on the whole, wonderful.
But there has been a lot of counselling. I like tour because you get to talk about your problems a lot.
Yeah.
We in the car for like 7 hours, and we all just literally, it's like, what would you like to talk about today, Gion? And we can say, I've just been thinking, I'm just about to turn 30, like, should I be wearing these clothes anymore?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, like, I've bought this jumper, for instance, is from M&S, should I be ashamed about that? Or is that okay? Like, things like that, that you can just have a real in-depth conversation
with. We've been trying to make, not really musically, but on a kind of one-to-one personality basis, we've been trying to make us all better people, haven't we?
Yeah.
A lot of counselling, a lot of talking about the way each other behaves, how you behave, and
we're very open with each other about each other's personalities, and we will rip each other's souls apart, but like, we're just getting closer and closer, aren't we?
I mean, musically, we're getting, you know, there's been some headway musically, but on a personality level, it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, it's been real.
That's where the real
progress has been made. Yeah.
These guys look confused.
Yeah.
These are not the answers they're expecting.
No, but it is actually, what Paul just said is actually true.
Yeah.
So, they have to take it, because we're not bullshitting.
So, obviously, these questions aren't amounting to the answers, but you were saying that. Obviously, you've had some new areas and you've already got some followings. How has the reception been from certain new areas? I mean, you know, like, how have people been responding to it?
There's been, from the new areas, which I guess have been places like Canterbury, Newcastle,
Aberdeen.
Scotland. Mainly confusion, but there's been some. There's been some great receptions, hasn't there?
There's definitely always someone there.
There's been a lot of emotion, sometimes anger, sometimes confusion, and sometimes joy.
Yeah.
So,
like last night, a guy said to me that I was the female Frank Zappa.
That's the result.
That's the result.
What more could you want?
You know, and I mean, that's confusion on my part, but he was very sure.
And happy,
yeah. So,
are we talking appearance?
you know what? I hadn't even thought about that, but that's probably it. Yeah, because that makes more sense.
The hair is quite
pretty.
It's
the moustache.
It's the moustache. Yeah, I should get on tour. I can't deal with it. I can't get rid of it. So,
One thing that people have said, which is a real compliment, which we really are pleased about, is the fact that they say that we really put on a show for them and really kind of look like we're really enjoying it. And the show is because we are enjoying it. We're not kind of contrived and thinking about what we're doing, but we are really into what we do. And it's wicked when people come up to us at the end of a gig and say that to us, as though it's something that's like not normal, which is kind of strange, you know. But that's really nice to hear, that people are actually like really responding to us, actually enjoying what we're doing and bringing that show to them. That's quite a cool thing. I'm into that when people say that to us.
Because essentially, like, if you're just four mates who just like hang out, enjoy hanging out with each other anyway, and so to just like get to hang out together but play music and have so much fun because you're just hanging out with your mates playing music, and then for people to say it's so good to see mates like having a great time and playing music, you think, well, this is literally the best best situation for everyone. Like, so yeah, that's pretty great.
So I mean, talking about that, like, you know, all of you guys coming together and being like just a group of mates and, you know, just enjoying yourselves, has that been like a huge benefit of, obviously, I mean, you know, these other bands you were part of, it must have been, you know, at the time you were really feeling it, but I mean, has it, do you think it's been a great thing that you've all came together and both bands have intertwined and, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is probably what we all wanted to be doing from the get-go.
Yeah.
But we've all kind of found ourselves going down different paths and avenues, exploring different things, but really, we wanted to do
this. This kind of feels like the culmination of a lot of bands that we've been in before, and a lot of kind of, certainly, like, yeah, I mean, from our kind of selfish point of view, I've kind of had my eye on these three throughout different bands for the past kind of 10 years. And I've been kind of like, I wouldn't want to play in a band where he wasn't playing guitar, or she wasn't playing bass, or Al wasn't playing drums. So it was kind of, yeah, it feels right, if that's not too cheesy.
And also, I think we've kind of got, you know, me, Paul and Al kind of come from a real punk background. Like, me and Paul played hardcore in a hardcore punk band, like kind of thrashcore, really aggressive, fast music. And Paul, Al played in, you know, a really great kind of pop punk band.
Hey, what about the Filaments?
That's and the Filaments, yeah, full on punk rock.
Still does. New album just out. Is that a bit too much? Mandalions.
And obviously, Shion's been his avant-garde self. Playing in this crazy sort of, well, a bit of everything, literally. But so together, when you put all that together, it's kind of exactly what we wanted it to be. We want to do the instrumental math kind of vibe, but with a real punk aggression and just a full-on rock out experience, basically, which you don't want it to be kind of too stuck in the twiddly, you know, techie world. We just want to be able to totally let rip, and so with everyone's influence, we kind of got a really good balance, I think.
Yeah. Cool. You're releasing soon, sorry, your new album, your first album, if that's right.
That's right, yeah.
So what can you tell us about it, like the process behind it, and, you know, like when is it out, and, you know, such?
Okay, well, it's out next week on the 15th, April 15th. And this is basically, I guess it's a mini album really, 7 tracks. It's the set that we're going to play tonight and that we've been playing for a while. And, you know, some of these tracks were initial jams and ideas that Al and Paul came up with when they kind of conceived the band. And then Stacey and I added our parts, and then we kind of changed the compositions a bit. And then the majority of the material is what all four of us have written together. And I guess the cool thing is that really when we wrote all of these songs, we didn't have an agenda at all in terms of releasing them. I mean, we wanted to. We made a couple of singles and used a friend's small label of ours to print up our first 7-inch. But really, we were just writing for the sake of having a set that we loved. And that was it, really, wasn't it? There was no other plan apart from that. And then once we had that, it was about playing some great shows, and then everything that's happened up until now has happened. So I guess, yeah, the formation of the music was just that we wanted to, like, write this killer set of mental music. And a bit like how Stacey described all the different influences before.
Yeah.
You'd agree with that?
I'd agree with that, yeah. I'd also kind of add how excited we are about it. I mean, we've the way it was recorded was separately over 3 different times, and we it's just really exciting to listen back to what you've done as a kind of like a testament to the past kind of year or so of recordings, and to get in the studio with Tom from Alpha Male Tea Party and Simon to, like, make it sound fat, you know, and we're really proud of the way it sounds, and really proud of kind of, like, pushing it out there for the first time in a way that we've never done before. So, yeah.
You mentioned Tom from Alpha Male. every time I've seen you guys, every time we've seen you guys, sorry, you've been you've had support from Alpha Male Tea Party, and we see like a camaraderie between the two camps. I assume you hate these guys.
It's kind of weird. Like, we had an interesting conversation in the car today on the way down here about how we kind of hate everyone else's music taste. So Stacey is like really into R. Kelly. Gion is into kind of like what do you
I don't know, let's not go into detail. No, but basically we've got,
it's a bit
some
like Blur
differing
Oasis with those guys though, isn't it? It's like
we find it very hard to collectively as four people to agree on where we're all like, that is a great band or that is a shit band. There's always
Alpha Male Tea Party with that band.
Alpha Male Tea Party with that band, and we were all like, they're fucking amazing.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it just smacks you in the face, doesn't it? Their music is just
I don't think there's any other band we've played with, correct me if I'm wrong, where it just gives us that vibe to play the best that we can. And that's an amazing thing. And we went on tour with them and had a really great time. And whether we were playing before them or after them, it was just like a pleasure to be part of that. And that's an incredible thing, because we play a lot of shows and you don't feel that all the time. So like, that's really, really cool.
They're such lovely guys, and they're so nice to just hang out with. Really just easy to just hang out with. But when they play, it's just so aggressive, you know, like it just makes you feel so pumped, and you just think, fuck, like that just literally smacked me in the face, and I just have to get up and go literally go crazy now, because I feel like I just want to party.
And that's what happened, wasn't it? The first time we played with them, we didn't know them, and they just went on before us, and we were just like, whoa, we need to smack this. And that was exciting, and that was great. And the brilliant thing is, it's not a competitive thing. It wasn't like we need to be better. It was just like, we need to get on that level, because that's brilliant. And like,
it was inspiring.
It's inspiring. And exciting. And when you find that with another band, it's quite a special thing, because it just doesn't happen all the time, does it?
I feel like we're soulmates.
And that's why we asked Tom and Simon to mix the record for us. Because we just knew that those sensibilities matched up, and that they got what we were trying to do, and that they should be the guys to do it. So.
It's the last time we saw you. It wasn't just, but you were coming off being signed by Big Scary Monsters at the end of the year. What can you tell us all about that?
Sorry, how do you mean? Like, what can you tell us about?
Sorry, as in, like, what was the, you know, like, how did you guys feel about being signed? And obviously, because they're a pretty, you know, cool label.
I mean, the first kind of emotion that kind of hit us was pure shock, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were kind of, like, very...
It was very out of the blue and
confused.
And random. Yeah.
I think it's fair to say that this is the least accessible band that any of us have ever been in.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
I mean, it's more than fair. It's like, so true.
Fact.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah.
Just the fact.
It's a scientific fact.
Someone actually liked us enough to do something like that. It was amazing, you know, because we're just writing music for fun that makes us happy. So whenever anyone else likes it, that's like wicked. That's amazing. But for someone to actually like us enough to do that, it's shocking.
it is very shocking.
Thank you very much.
As well as that, we hadn't actually played that many. I think we'd played 8 shows, six, I don't know, 7, whatever. Like basically a handful of shows, and we just weren't thinking anything about that sort of thing at all. We were just, like, you know, Gion said, we'd just been writing some music, hanging out as mates, having a great time, trying to create a great set. We had a great set. We were like, right, well, let's play some shows then. Having a fucking fantastic time just playing shows, really being excited and having fun. And then all of a sudden, like, just to be offered that was just totally out of the blue. And we just weren't even, like, thinking about that yet. So it was really, really... It's just a great surprise.
It was a great surprise, and it kind of just made us kind of pull our finger out and take it a bit more seriously. It was quite like, all right, cool, so...
Does that mean...
Are we a proper band now? Yeah. So it was just a great bit of support and a great kind of like incentive to do more things and take things more seriously and play more, do videos.
Yeah. Which is exactly what's happened, you know. So we've just like basically they've just given us that support, and then we've, you know, there's a plan. We've kind of done so much more and we've been able to take it places that we, you know, went without having someone behind you saying, like, come on, this is great, let's do it. We maybe wouldn't have happened as quickly, certainly. So
yeah, because playing the kind of music that we play, obviously it's kind of like it's quite crazy and quite difficult to take a step up. But when someone like BSM sort of gets behind you, all of a sudden their network's available to you, and it's just like, okay, cool. So we can they're going to support us with that. So actually now we can justify all the sacrifices that you need to make to do that. Because I mean, I think it's important to say that, like, you know, as well as like doing loads of music, we all have jobs and things, you know, because we make kind of crazy music. So it's not like there's thousands of pounds rolling in all the time. So when a network like that gets behind you, you can be like, great, we can jump onto that and actually do some like really amazing stuff. And it had, like, in the last 6 months, what we've done is incredible, really, isn't it, in terms of, like,
we were talking about it earlier, and we're pretty proud of actually what it's kind of crazy what you can achieve when you actually just all collectively decide, this is what we're going to do, guys. And like when we look back at the last 6 months, what we've done, it's pretty insane. Like we've recorded the album, we shot a video, we released a single, we've been on tour twice, we've, you know, you've got these festivals, and it's yeah, I mean, it basically, it's a kick up the arse. So.
You guys, as you were saying, like, obviously a lot's come on in the past 6 months. Moving on, like, looking ahead, you've got, I saw your name crop up on Arc Tangent Festival.
Yeah.
You guys playing that. What else have you got on for the rest of the year?
We've got a few more festivals.
Can we announce all of those yet?
We can't, maybe I'm not even sure what we can announce and what we can't.
Well, we've announced we're doing Arctangent, 2000 Trees, and we've announced Truck, haven't we?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think which ones we're allowed to say.
Oh, Great Escape.
The Great Escape has been announced. Borderline, so let's not say it. But certainly we're doing a lot of exciting festivals over the summer, and more will be announced shortly.
And we've also, as Gio mentioned earlier, we've got a European tour coming up in September too. So yeah,
And a really cool show, leading on from the stuff about BSM that we're going to do, is playing in Kingston with Minus the Bear as well. And that's another great thing about being with that label, that obviously we get to support some really cool bands that are affiliated with it. So that's going to be really good fun. We're going to do that. And what's the date of that show? That's the
25th.
Well,
25th
of April.
Thursday the 25th of April.
At McCoskey's?
At McCoskey's
at New Slang, yeah, New Slang.
Cool. Excellent. And obviously, hopefully sending a load of copies of the album.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
It's
been
really good.
Cool. Excellent. All right. Cheers, guys.
Yeah, thanks very much.
How's that? Good. Yeah.